Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Right then, young'un, let's have it.
Die meisten Pflanzen sterben sofort. Photosynthese.
Die meisten Pflanzen sterben sofort. Photosynthese. Halt doch dein Maul, du Klugscheißer!
You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That I say you're listening to Desoro's now. You've just heard De Dorks. That's right. A track called Photosynthese, open brackets, swaffled by Donald, close brackets. De Dorks, Tony, are from Bavaria.
Okay.
What is their website?
Dedorks.de?
It is Dedorks.de. Good chat. I even like saying Dedorks.de. Dedorks.de. Yeah, it is indeed. And terrific German punk of the first order. That one's got a little bit of ska punk to it. Really, really great album that's from. We don't play enough by Dedorks. We should do more. Anyway, I'll make up for that, I'm sure, in future weeks. right now, Tony. The important thing for you is it's Tony 1, Paulie B, and Internet 0.
Excellent.
Now, in lieu of any additional material that I may have this week, basically I haven't got a joke.
Right.
Shall we just have a little chat about what it was like to see each other last week? And how it worked out for you, and whether it's left any mental scarring, or whether everything's okay?
No, everything's fine.
First time in 2 or 3 years, right?
Yeah, it was a bit weird.
You think four, but I can't believe it's that long. But yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. Nice. I think it was fine.
I felt that we were perhaps a little bit uncomfortable with each other.
It was odd because not used to seeing each other.
No, and no, you clearly didn't like it.
No.
You didn't like being touched.
God, no.
It was a bit like the old days towards the end of the show.
Yes, do getting but, used to, and it's just as always. These little things, just you know, because we're doing it the same way every week, and it's just different, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd think that a change would be as good as a rest, but no. I think we're both more comfortable being 130 miles apart when we make this show.
It's much better.
I'm not sure. Not sure what that says about us as individuals, but anyway, tell you what, though, Tony, the coincidences do not stop.
Okay.
Last week I was in Nottingham,
mm-hmm.
with you.
Yep.
This week, I'm playing a new band from Nottingham.
Wow.
And you know them.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, you know the Smears?
I do.
I don't know what happened to Smears.
No.
I don't know what happened to the split among the Smears, whether it was amicable, well, I see Smears say, whether, especially whether it was amicable or not. But anyway, there's a duo come out of it called You Want Fox. It's Nat and Colin.
Oh, nice.
Right. Basically, they're a drum and bass outfit.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, except they're not a drum and bass outfit, but they're bass and drums. They're not drum and bass, they're bass. Sorry, I couldn't stop myself. They're bass and drums. And I had a very funny little exchange with them this morning that led to them sending me their first recorded track as a band, as far as I know, which is coming out as an EP very, very soon. And I said, was it all right if we played it? They went, yeah, go right ahead. Obviously, they're a new band. They haven't got a lot set up yet, but they have got a Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/youwantfox.
It is Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet 0. I think you're going to like this. They described on their page, it's like for people to get the idea of the sort of bands they're like, and one of the bands they say they're a bit like is a yeah, and I think that's probably the closest to this particular track. Anyway,
okay.
I absolutely love it. See what you think of this, Tony. This is You Want Fox, Bad Girl.
Bad girls, do it better. Bad girls, do it better. Bad girls.
That is Bad Girls, that is You Want Fox, and now you're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was smooth, wasn't it?
It wasn't it?
Good track, innit? I'd like to see them live. And they're both looking very well. Might I say, well done, Nat and Colin. You're both looking very well. And I wish you all the best with this project of yours.
Yes, definitely.
You Want Fox. They've kind of... It's like they've built a big sort of aura about them. They've built a big sort of campaign about building up to this first thing. It's like they've got everything in place. It's like they're kind of already famous. It's been quite good the way they've done it. It's like they're kind of already massive and famous and amazing. And finally, here's a recording. I like that. Those girls got balls! Especially that Colin. Right. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
Never tired of that.
Nope.
No.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, give us a cheeky follow. Let us know what you think. Get in touch, is what we're saying. The other Paulie B's been in touch.
Hello, the other Paulie B, Paul the other one.
And he says, hi, Pony. In a quest to keep you enthused...
I'm not sure I like that.
I'm not sure I like that.
This thing's pony.
Yeah. In a quest to keep you enthused so that we can continue to enjoy your musings, I thought I'd let you know that I've just paid 7 of my pension pounds to buy and download the Ashley Weeks album, This Is Planet Grot. That's entirely down to you. I also have The Mobs, Dragster, Caught in the Crossfire and Versus the World in my sights. This show, Raison d'Etre, is maintained, and we can look forward to Punky Rager for at least another 10 years. Captain Paulie B, apparently he owns a boat.
Yeah, I bet he does. I bet he does. On his massive pension, making out he could only just afford the 7 quid of his pension pounds.
Exactly.
Probably owns that in a minute on his pension. Actually, that Mobs album, I was listening to that on the way back from Northants. No better way to do it. The Mobs are from Northants. Absolutely great album. What a laugh.
You're loving the Mobs.
I am loving the Mobs. I am.
Yeah.
They make me laugh and they make me dance about in the car.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely brilliant. Right.
Thanks for that comment. Nez Corey has been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
And he says, Tony this, Tony that. Get a room, you two. Oh, he did. It sounded like a room with some fabulous tiling in it. Yeah, he's not wrong.
It's fabulous tiling.
Not sure about the Schools track, but Fab Show as always. Well, you know, it was a bit different.
Not sure about the
Schools track.
You've lost me.
The Schools track.
The Schools?
I know we paid a weird one last week. I'm assuming what it was schools? That one.
Oh, does he mean the crazy Hong Kong
possibly
thing?
What was it called?
Can't remember. It was my little Albert.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what's going on. I'm sure that's the one he's on about, though.
Possibly.
It isn't often that we actually play something so off the sheet that people go, oh, I'm not sure about that one. I just found it very funny. That's not the right thing to say, is it? We're supposed to take all the music we play seriously. But I thought that was a right laugh.
Yeah. It was called Little Albert featuring Quokkin, Low Profile.
Low Profile. That, so then. What's that got to do with schools?
I have no idea.
Right, me neither.
There's Corey. Sort yourself out.
No, get back in touch and sort us out, will you? Probably more sensible.
And Joseph Brady's been in touch.
Hello, Joe.
Yeah, to say Punky Radio has made me a fan of so many groups I'd have otherwise never heard. Love the Zombie Garden Club and Graveyard Johnnies. Two bands we did play last week. Thank you very much, Joseph Brady. Nez Corey, take a note.
Yeah, except, Joe, I can't help thinking that you've gone with Zombie Garden Club and the Graveyard Johnnies, so you are effectively saying you're really into death.
Well, there you go.
Is because the graveyard is a potential zombie garden.
It is.
Of course.
This is true.
Anyway, there'll be more from Joe in future weeks. I'm looking forward to something from him.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
That's it for Facebook.
Well, in that case, let's hear it again.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Never gets old.
Never gets old.
No.
No, it doesn't. No. I wonder how many people actually hate this section of the show.
I don't know.
Right, anyway, two songs in a row now. And first off, a band we've only played once before, and I can't remember how I came to find him in the first place, but I know I was searching around for something, and it might have been to do with Halloween, but I'm not entirely sure. Anyway, it's a band from France, actually from Dijon to be precise, Band of the Mustard.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. A band called The Scarecrows. Now, this is French psychic, buddy.
Oh, okay.
And we have played him for, I'd say, once. I can only find one EP, and I can't find a lot of information about them, but they do have a Reverb Nation page, Tony. What do you think that is?
ReverbNation.com/Scarecrows?
Sorry, what did you say?
ReverbNation.com/The Scarecrows?
No, ReverbNation.com/Scarecrows. S-K-A-R-E-K-R-O-W-S. That's what I checked. I wasn't sure about. You said a quick the there. Anyway, Paulie Minutes 1, Tony 2. Stay tuned for Centurion Sex, but and with something quite hilarious. But first up, this is Nighttime.
Got it off your chest. when you give it a rest. You double swing in the Mosley, it's only got it on your chest. Now you're the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew it right off when I set eyes on you. But how was I to know you break my balls in two with your incessant swinging? You're a real sex pest.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Centurion Sect and a track called Dogging. You might have recognised the tune and indeed some of the lyrics. But I'm not going into any more detail on that right now. Absolutely brilliant. If you're hearing the tune and some of those lyrics for the first time, I hope you've enjoyed it as much as those of you who would have already known the lyrics got, oh, yes, I like that as an update. I wouldn't like to say anything. I just want you to enjoy that. And you know what we've done, Tony? We've played a band from Bavaria. We've played a band from Nottingham Rock City. We've played a band from Dijon. It's only right we should play some cheering sect from Whitstable, the rock and roll capital of Kent.
Excellent.
As it will now be known. What is Centurion Sect's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Centurion Sect.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie Beard, Internet 1. That was brilliant. And we're going to be playing more for them in future weeks, particularly because even though they sent us some rough copies of I think unfinished mixes of their new album, the new album is nearly ready, and I believe the new album is going to be called What Have Centurion Sect Ever Done For Us. I'm not absolutely sure about that. That may be misinformation, but hey, they like that anyway. And thank you to everyone in Centurion Sect for becoming big fans of the show and helping us out so much. Right, that's enough of me doing lick ass. You do anything last week?
No, not really. We had the hall painted and finished. And then we were just trying to catch up from the madness, because it was rather distracting, it was. Apart from that, no. Not really. Got my passport, is what happened last week. Finally got my passport.
Finally allowed out of the country.
Yes. It was 3 weeks ago I sent for my passport, and when I got to the passport desk, she did warn me that the photos may be rejected because I had my glasses on.
Right.
Apparently, even though it says you can have your glasses on, there's an unwritten rule which says you probably shouldn't wear your glasses.
Right.
Because if it's slightly reflective or if it covers even a part of your eye, they reject it automatically. So I had to send off a new set of pictures. So I finally got my passport on Saturday. So I am now free to leave the country.
Right. And where will you be going?
We should be going to Italy via Germany, driving.
Oh, it's fantastic, isn't it? Because now you've got your new passport, you'll be wanting them to say, your papers? Yes, here they are.
It's lovely, isn't it? It's not going to get stamped, unfortunately. That would be a shame.
Yeah, it sounds like a great trip, anyway.
Yeah, it will be. What have you been up to?
I went camping.
You did?
I know. Me, camping. I've got a leopard print two-man tent, and I've got a blue fold-out table. As far as I'm concerned, that makes me a professional. So I went camping in Derbyshire, and obviously leopard print tent does extra camp it up. And I got lucky with the weather.
Right.
It was boiling to the point. The first day I was there, I burnt my head. I'm already peeling. I've had the most colour I've had in years. I was basically outside for 2 days. And saying that, I only spent one night in the tent.
Okay.
I spent the first night in the tent. And then 4:15 in the morning, I was woken by that pesky dawn chorus.
Right.
Oh, that pesky dawn chorus. We had woods and thickets around us. There must have been about 6 million birds singing. It was like a polyphonic spree, right? Right, and I thought, oh God, and I thought, well, right, this is a good excuse for me to get up, go for a piss, etc., etc. At least no one will see me. So I got out of the tent in my pants, and there was my mate Nick, a stand-up comic, and his wife Alice frolicking with their dogs. I went, morning. They went, ah! Yeah, dogs as well. And yeah, it was absolutely brilliant. There was we'd all got our little tents out, and Nick, he's a comic called Nick Page, and let's say he's married well, Alice, they've got a few quid, and everyone put their little tents up, and they just put up this massive thing that I thought he was going to ride out on a war horse on. It's just amazing thing. And then they just made the barbecue, and we were all quite happy with that because they had these brilliant steaks and all that, and the pub was brilliant, and it was a great place. It was in Herdlow.
Okay.
It's a tiny, tiny place in the Peak District. And we all enjoyed it a great deal, and it was brilliant, and I had a really good time, but I got burnt. I played cricket.
Oh, wow.
Played cricket as well. Turns out, age 45, I'm still a fairly useful military medium with a bit of a seam on it, Tone. A little bit of swing. A little bit of swing, yeah.
You're a demon bowler, were you?
Yeah. I'm still a genuine number 11 as a batsman. If you don't know about cricket, I am probably the worst batsman the world's ever seen. Someone without arms would be better at batting than I am.
Right.
But I am a fairly decent bowler still, which I'm quite pleased about. And met some very interesting characters, including a bus driver from Merseyside called Carl, who managed to get himself drunk in about an hour and a half, thus making me the second biggest idiot of the whole camping trip.
Nice.
I was over the moon. Anyway, yeah, it was fun. I don't recommend camping. I think it's absolutely awful, and idiots and hippies camp. Yes. And most of the people there were hippies, to be fair, and I don't want to get carried away on this. As far as I'm concerned, I have fulfilled my camping obligations until probably my 50th birthday.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, shall we play something from the vaults?
Yeah, please.
Let's do that. This is a band called The Penetrators. They actually disbanded in 1984, but had a retrospective Kings of Basement Rock come out a couple of years ago, or a year or two ago, on Slovenly Records. And I got it, and I absolutely loved it. And there's one track on here, and I'm going to dedicate this track to Fred in Sweden. Because when he heard this track before, I actually saw him in Sweden, and he said, thanks for that, I can't get it out of my head. He's walking up and down the street singing it, so I thought, what a better excuse than to play it again now. I'm not even going to ask you what their website is, Tony.
Okay.
They split up in 1984.
Right.
That's pre-internet.
Yeah.
A lot of our listeners won't have been born in 1984.
It's a bit worrying, isn't it?
Really is, which is all the more reason they should listen to this. So we'll have half a point each, yeah?
Okay.
So it's Tony 3.5, Paul, no, yes, Tony 3.5, Paulie being in step 1.5, and this is shopping bag, live your life in a shopping bag. To bring you all the sound, talk about the weather and take you on the run. Now your piece of paper, babe, don't get you none. Shopping bag, fill your life in a shopping bag. Shopping bag, spend your life in a shopping bag. Can I wait you for people now with my friends? Grab that stuff to buy it, sit down in the den. I had a gun, brother, and holds a bunch of tears. I heard somebody shatter, and her bag of tears. Shopping bag, live your life in a shopping bag. Some new guitar, but he don't know talent, and he made me a star. I've seen all the judges, and that unknown comic. If I ever see him, I'll get his back in time. It's shopping bag, live your life in a shopping bag. Shopping bag, spend your life in a shopping bag. Shopping bag. Shopping bag, fill your life in a shopping bag. Shopping bag, shopping bag. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar.
I should think.
It is.
Yeah.
Another week, another set of gigs at the 12 bar club. There's a little bit all over the place this week. Sunday night is an open mic night, and there's not really anything on the Thursday or the Monday, so break my tradition, I'm going to do Friday, Saturday, Tuesday.
Cripes.
So this Friday the 19th, Hamptons, SEX, Savage Excellence and God Mode. It's a Friday night, anything can happen.
£6.
It is £6.
Nice.
Saturday, 100% Punk Rockers Productions presents The Warriors, The 12 Bores, Overload, Butcher Baby, Disorder, Call the Cops, and a DJ. So that's quite
Call
a lot.
Call the Cops!
Call the Cops!
£6.
Tenner.
Whoa.
There's a lot of bands though.
Yeah, fair point.
Yeah, tenner. Tuesday, 23rd, Wild Bill and the Lost Knobs and Ash Grey.
I love it already.
Yeah, it could be anything. Tuesday night, what do you reckon?
Fiver.
It is a fiver.
Wow. 6,105 Hell Avenue. They're so far away from the devil. They probably go to church.
Probably.
Probably go
in a different town.
Yeah, it would be. They could be at the other end of a very long... What's a very long road, Tony?
What's a very long road? I don't know.
If it was Route 66 and number one was in Chicago,
yeah,
where do you think 6,105 would be?
Ohio?
Really?
No, maybe not.
I was going to say, I'm not sure which bit of Route 66 is in Ohio.
Vegas?
Let's just go back through the song Route 66, shall we?
Okay.
It winds from Chicago to LA.
Yeah.
So it's heading west, and Ohio is east of Chicago. So it's quite a lot of traffic. Right. So it goes from St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks oh so pretty, you'll see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. If you get hip to this time, so basically, Tony, what are you looking at? It's either St. Louis, they've only got up 6,105 by then, probably Joplin, Missouri, maybe Oklahoma City. I'm going with.
Okay,
I reckon they live in Oklahoma City, and that is Bible Belt, isn't it? Oklahoma City.
Ooh,
that's
proving
my point.
Ah, good point.
Or maybe they're in Ohio in your parallel universe.
Well, I was never very good at geography.
Ohio. I think we ought to get on with two songs in a row before this goes any further. But anyway, that does... Oh, let's play the song for this week, shall we?
Okay, yeah, sure.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Not nearly as good as ours. Right. Yeah. So, two songs in a row now. First up, Marijuana. Italian stoner punk, skate punk, call it what you will. But anyway, Italian punk. And a track coming up called Alone. Just before we hear it, Tony, what is Marijuana's SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/Marijuana.
It is. The Marijuana is spelled Marijuana. So, it's actually Marugia Anal. Tony, 4.5, probably the internet, 1.5. This is Alone.
I really was not enough. I was made of peace. because of me. I think we were lost in everything was so cool. Fuck how much I would like to go back to just a year ago. This is for the times you gave me the best sex of my life. And I hope you see how much you like it night after night. This is for the two of us, because together we have a past.
Shiznits.
Listening to Project Marv Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Gino and the Goons in a track called Got the Skinny. They're another band that have come through via Slovenly, from what I remember. They're out of St. Petersburg, Florida, where I've been.
Oh, okay.
I've been to St. Petersburg, Florida on several occasions. That's actually where I bumped into Meat, the DJ from Sarasota. If you want to go back all those years.
Wow.
Oh, that's a long time. That's probably nearly 10 years ago. Let's not think about that right now.
No, let's not.
Anyway, what is Gino and the Goons' Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Gino and the Goons?
It is. It's Tony and the Internet Five. Sorry, Tony Five and a Half, Paul Bean instead of One and a Half. Gino and the Goons, spelled GinoandTheGoons. ReverbNation.com/Gino and the Goons. Do check them out. Are you doing anything this week?
We should mostly be trying to book the aforementioned holiday. Because that's the, yeah, we should have gone, we should be left in 2 days' time, but because I had to wait for the passport, I got to cancel the first bit, so we have to rebook. So yeah, that's what we're going to do. It's pretty much deja vu from last week, really. So
it is. Yeah. I know you're a very methodical man.
Yes,
but it can take you nearly as long to book a holiday as to go on it.
Yes.
Yeah. There's quite a lot on this week, Ramley.
Okay, what's going
on? There's a thing called Rhythms of the World. You've been there, haven't you?
It's great, yeah.
Yeah, Rhythms of the World. It's a fantastic little music festival that happens in Hitchin every year, and it's changed location in the past. It's also changed the time of year it's on this year. It's over for the longest day, and it's got 3 days of bands, loads and loads of great bands on. The best thing to do is just type in Rhythms of the World to the internet. You'll find out all about it. I'm hoping to get down there for one of the days. It's also the longest day, isn't it, this weekend?
Is that when it is? 21st. 21st, 5 days' time. Yeah, Saturday.
The 21st is Saturday. No,
Sunday, sorry.
Sunday's the 21st. Yeah. And it's not definitely happening yet, but there's an outside chance that I might be taking some Czech blokes to Stonehenge.
Right.
Yeah. More of that next week. I'll let you know whether that happens or not. But anyway, I might be doing that on Sunday. So that's my loose plan for the weekend. Possibly bands, possibly more hippies.
Right. Excellent.
Yeah. Sound all right, doesn't it? Yeah. I'm going to crack up another song, Tom.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, we'll talk about the band after we heard them right now. This is Luna Sol and Leadville.
Way up on the mountain, just south of the mill, the thieves and the criminals are hanging around. Secrets kept, no in and no out. Yeah, you mind your business, something makes you still. Way up on the mountain,
listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm terribly excited about this. That was a band called Luna Sol and a track called Leadville. They're from Denver, and it's a mountain high stoner rock, Tony. And what better place to have some stoner rock than Denver? What with the state of Colorado being one of the only places in the United States where you can buy marijuana
Ah.
legally. Yeah.
Yes.
And I played that song because I got a whole album through from Lunar Soul, and there were two tracks I really wanted to play off it. One wasn't that one, and one was that one. The reason I played that one was because it had a similar feel to it to the You Want Fox track we played earlier in the show called Bad Girls. Got a good thump to it.
Okay.
Got a good thump, Tony.
Excellent.
What is Lunar Soul's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Lunar Soul?
No, Facebook.com/Lunar Soul Music, and I have just looked at that and seen it is actually Lunar Soul, as in, that, no, it don't matter. Basically, I'm just trying to get another anal reference in here. That's Lunar Soul Music. Probably been instead 2.5, Tony, 5.5. So I've lost this week, which I'm very upset about. But yeah, we are going to play one other track from that album in the next few weeks.
Right, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's when you can talk if you want to. Now, have you got a twat?
I don't.
Well, what have you got instead? Or maybe you'd like to tell us about what people should do to get you a twat first.
Yes, please do email me a twat. All twats read with thanks. All I need is the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. Type your email. It's a twat.
Yeah, we love twat.
We do.
We do. So do make sure you get your twats to Tony as soon as possible. Otherwise, we'll have more of my anal nonsense, and nobody wants that.
Nobody wants anal nonsense.
What are you going to do instead, Tony?
I saw a film.
Does that mean we can do a Tony's music review?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Does that mean you can do the song?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Tony's movie review. Hey.
Is that a different one from...
I changed it a little bit. Yeah. Made it a little bit more movie-like.
He says he goes... Tony's movie review.
Yeah, okay. That might be better.
Well, no. Right, you do it again. Do another one. I didn't like the first one.
You didn't like the first one?
No.
Tony's movie review. Hey.
Well, that'll do.
Yeah. We'll see. I'll literally get on playback and I'll see what I like best.
No, sample that, and in future weeks you can do that as the thing. Go on then. What film did you see?
I saw Kingsman.
Oh yeah, wow, that's this is a bit of a late review, isn't it?
Possibly, but I was watching saying,
what film did you see? Gone with the Wind.
Things do pass me by a little bit.
Anyway, I haven't seen it, so go on.
It's good. It's same guy who did Kick-Ass, so it kind of feels very English. Well, it is very English, filmed in England, set in England. Got Colin Firth in it, some kid. It's got Sam Jackson in it, pulling a weird...
Listen to you calling him Sam Jackson.
Sam Jackson,
great,
yeah.
Big movie critic.
Yeah.
For those of you out there who don't know Sam Jackson, it's Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Sam Jackson. You know, I hang about with all the big wigs.
Not the guy from The Matrix.
No.
Of course. Yeah, it's really good. It's kind of a James Bond... cross with Kick-Ass, I would say. Lots of violence, lots of gratuitous swearing, and bonkers plot. It's based on a graphic novel. Quite good. I really enjoyed it.
You're hard to please, aren't you? Quite good. Really enjoyed it. They're mixed messages right there.
It wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
Right.
But it was still a damn fine watch.
It was still fun.
Yeah.
I watched a film this week as well.
What did you watch?
I watched Red 2. That's been out a couple of years as well. I really like Red. So I watched Red 2. Brilliant fun.
Yeah?
And an absolute all-star cast in it. And very, very funny. And very, very excellent. And I very, very liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah. But it's not my movie review.
Ah, okay.
So, Tony, can you remember the song? That concludes.
Tony's movie review. Hey!
One last track this week. And we're not mucking about it, Tony. We're digging out Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses. Punk rock from Brussels. Just brilliant. And we haven't played this track before, but I'm looking forward to hearing it on the show. I listened to it earlier. I listened to the whole album earlier. It's really, really good. What is Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses website?
FrauBlücher.com?
FrauBlücher.net. You're on the right track there. Probably been internet 3.5 to 5.5. It's a good win for you this week, Tony.
Excellent.
Bastard.
we could die. Easy money makes you blind. Just a figure of mankind.
Bastard, bastard.
Bastard one day, bastard always.
Bastard, bastard.
You'll always be a bastard.
Bastard, bastard.
Bastard one day, bastard always.
Bastard, bastard.
You'll always be a bastard.
So that was a track called Kid and Blood, and I was just calling Tony a bastard. no, that was a track called Bastard. Hope you enjoyed the show this week. Make sure you get your twats too. As any jokes you have, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, Comedy Suburbs. And maybe you could just quickly mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andro, which is Radio Andro, andra.se. And we're on TBFM Online, which is tbfmonline.co.uk.
Thanks to all of them, and thanks to you for listening. That's about it. I might see one or two of you at Rhythms of the World this weekend. Who knows? Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog. Tony's Move It Review. Ha!
Budgie girl!